I think it's only fitting to start today's episode off with Away the Lads.
What?
Because they won 8-0.
I thought we agreed to Away North London.
North London forever.
North London forever.
No?
Well, look.
Do you actually want to start with Newcastle as opposed to
I want to start with Newcastle. I want
to
start
as opposed to the game that we watch live and everyone's clicked on this podcast to hear our thoughts about.
I think Theo doesn't want to talk about it for certain reasons.
What, for Arsenal getting a point against arguably
I thought it was going to be easy.
Arsenal, not losing, it's our bloody show. We can do what we want. Which one are we starting with? Newcastle? The fuck are we?
No, we're starting with Newcastle because I'm going to touch on Arsenal later because you lot have really riled me up yesterday's stream. Honestly, you really pissed me off.
Oh, no.
You both got an agenda and I'm not happy with it.
You got back in the comments.
Can I just say, congratulations on beating what could possibly be the worst team the Premier League has seen for a long while.
They almost beat Tottenham.
No, Luton.
I'm joking.
Newcastle were actually on smoke. I can't lie. Every attack they scored.
Piece of history, actually, because 8 different goal scorers hasn't been achieved since 1989 with Liverpool.
Yeah. No, they only had 7.
No,
it was 8.
No, they won 9-0. They was
won 9-0.
It's just not the Premier League.
But first ever Premier League one. So congratulations.
There we go. Get in. Up the lads. Swara trophy.
Did you watch it or you fall asleep after the stream?
No, I was watching it, you know. I was. I was. It was class like. I wanted more. I wanted us to reach 10.
Hang on.
That's impossible.
You watched the game.
Mm-hmm.
Name the 8 goal scorers.
Longstaff, Bruno Guimarães, Isak, Wilson, Gordon, Almiron. Oh, then it gets hard. Longstaff, Dan Burn. Botman.
Yep.
He Longstaff did watch it because he was... How I got to 9?
Because you said Longstaff twice. You did get them all, but yeah.
No,
he did watch it because I saw you tweeting during it.
It was the best day of my life.
Was that actually the best day of your life?
No.
Jeez, what a sad little life.
No, but seriously though, because every attack they did actually score, like it was...
That's not true either. Foddering made 9 saves.
No, but I didn't... You know, like the goals they score, like the Almiron's goal, and like... I don't know why, but they just look really fluid. Like
yeah, they played really well.
The shots were just clinical.
Yeah.
It was like an action. It was
a finishing masterclass.
It was a joy to watch.
Yeah.
It genuinely was.
Which is interesting because we've been so poor at converting chances and we had 8 different scorers. So it's.
Yeah.
Yeah, they made it easy for you at the end, though, I believe. Half of them just weren't defending it that
way. Yeah.
I mean, Trippier with 3 assists.
Yeah.
But you know, he's the only the second person in history to get 3 headed, like, 3 Cross assists goals. From headers, goal, headed goals.
Who's the other one?
The other one, I believe, is Gary Neville.
Fuck off. That can't be true, can it?
It's Beckham.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. 2 wins in a row for Newcastle in the Prem. A draw away at the San Siro, Tom. Would you say that Eddie Howe's proven you wrong? And he's turning around Newcastle's form.
Did you watch them at the San Siro?
You got very lucky to come over the point.
Absolutely.
No, that's ridiculous.
No.
They got fucked up the arse all evening.
Stop.
Both got a point.
Still got a point in the Champions League.
Yeah.
Every team would take a point at San Siro.
Of course they would.
But my argument was the performances were dwindling badly.
You're changing your tone.
And that carried on Wednesday.
We always have this argument because...
Yesterday they were brilliant, yeah. I'm not even going to say, it was Sheffield United.
Performance is subjective and result is objective. Yeah. That's why you always disagree about things.
But the...
You too.
The Sheffield United, you'd not expect them to win 8-0, but if they would have not won yesterday, then there would have been massive alarm
bells. I can't believe it just kept going. Yeah. I thought it was going to be like, all right, cool. Let's, you know, damage limitation here now, set up shop. And
when we used to come up, you just, after like 4 or 5, it just doesn't stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like,
when will it end, Jackie?
It just doesn't stop. You're just waiting for the fucking full time whistle. So,
what does the gaffer say to the players when you lose 8-0?
Goodbye. Thanks for having me.
Like, realistically, you can't really say anything, can you?
Also, that level of player, the class difference between the two teams, when it does get to 4-5-0, it's so easy and comfortable for Newcastle. They're just fucking playing through and then the Sheffield United players just don't know what to do. It's actually a bit depressing to watch.
Yeah, I don't want our fans to get too excited with the performance. Like, we got Man City midweek now. Yeah. It's going to be completely different.
You're a bully.
But this whole Man City thing, even Pep said like, yeah, mate, I might jump into this game because he's just playing his kids.
Mm.
He said he might play. He said, he's actually openly saying,
why?
I'm not taking this game seriously and I'm playing the children.
You're talking about midweek against Newcastle?
Yeah.
Right. Not Nottingham Forest. He's like, down to 10 after.
That's mind games, man. He wants to win everything.
But to be fair, even the Man City
Academy...
They'd
still beat you with their second team, so it's all right.
Yeah,
probably.
Obviously, Barnes went off injured. Gordon, do you think maybe Howe sorted out his attitude? Has that made him play better?
I just think coming off the back of his Euros before, so he's just flying now, right? Yeah. A bit of confidence, and he is kind of a confidence player. Even at Everton, he was kind of a confidence player when he was, you know.
He's so fit now. He's like,
pardon? Excuse me. <Lewis. laughs>
Nah, he's like literally all over the place, non-stop. He's unbelievable. Really.
He is hands down better than Mudryk as well.
Yeah, that was one that we disagreed on, wasn't it, Tom? That's the second Newcastle L for you.
He's definitely had a better season so far.
And it'll get regular game time if Barnes' injury is actually quite serious now.
Yeah, I was sad about that because I was quite fond of going.
I've Barnes has been quality.
Mm. I don't think he's been quality, has he?
I think he's been good, yeah.
He's
gone quality to all right with his two words.
He's done his job.
I think he's in the team of the year. Well, he's not.
He's done his job, which is exactly why he was bought, right?
Yeah.
Not going to set the world alight, but it's...
Newcastle up to 8 for 9 points.
War a title charge.
Yeah. Okay, just
we're building momentum now. We're building momentum after the tough start. Momentum
is 8-0 is a positive result.
Is it?
pretty good.
This is why you tune in.
Very Michael Owen of that.
I wish he was actually commentating that game. It would have been amazing to hear him go, well, 8's more than 7.
Look, obviously, Newcastle winning proves a lot of people wrong, Tom.
Does it though?
I think
No,
because there's a difference between like winning 3-0 away at Sheffield United, you'd be like, wow.
Yeah, but we also
but 8-0 is proven. I feel like it's proven. I
see your point, but we said this about Liverpool and United. You know, when the 7-0 free result happened, and we went, Liverpool are back.
Yeah,
and then next game, they just flopped.
But that's against United. And that was a freak result. Whereas Sheffield United are actually really bad.
No, but they are. Yeah, but in terms of the team's quality, they probably are 8 goals worse than Newcastle.
But also, they're a championship team. It's kind of like you said. I doubt the XG was 8-0.
Do you see what it was?
Yeah, I reckon it was about 4.
Have a look.
What do you reckon?
I think Sheffield. Because the quality
of the goals that Newcastle scored.
Yeah, you've got to think some of them goals, even though they look like sitters, they're actually.
Gordon's
a build up on it too.
Gordon's curler was like 30 yards out, probably 0.02.
XG, Sheffield United was 0.94, Newcastle's 3.92.
Exactly, man. 8-0 off
3.92. That's not even a bad XG. Sheffield United.
Nine big chances from Newcastle, 8 goals.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's
22 total shots.
Like Wilson actually missed quite a few good chances. Gordon missed a 1-1 just before his strike outside the box. Like, we could have easily got a turn.
Well, look, speaking of Harvey Barnes' injury, he's been a pretty good signing, hasn't he, for Newcastle, I would say. But, Tom, would he rank in your top 5 Premier League signings so far this season? That's the great question I need to be asked and known the answer to.
Okay, this one, I might have to contradict myself with this.
I'm
really confident about mine.
Yeah, so am I. If you haven't worked it out already, we are going to be ranking our top 5 Premier League signings of 2023-24.
We have to do them in order.
I've done mine in order. Would you like to know mine first then? Is that what you're saying, Tommy?
No, I'll just need to order them.
Okay, well, I have got mine ready.
I've got an order.
Would you like to hear mine?
Yeah, come on, Theodore.
Okie doke.
Hang on, have you based them on
performance, financial amount, and what the team needed?
I'm so confident I'm going to take away a dub.
Contribution.
That's good.
Collective. Yeah. Go on then. Okay.
Number 5. not spelled his name great.
No, obviously.
We didn't even
spell his name.
We wouldn't have even known.
Oh, this is
that.
Really weird. Okay, carry on.
Number 5, I got James Ward-Prowse.
Yeah, mate.
Oh, shit, yeah.
I think he's been a brilliant
unbelievable.
Sign. Unbelievable sign.
Yeah. Carry on.
Number 4, I've got Declan Rice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he has been class. And I hope his calf injury is not too bad. Yeah. And you saw when he got taken off yesterday against Spurs, changed the game. Number 3, I got Diaby Villa.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Baller. Number 2, I got Sobolosky.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Masterclass. He's been sensational for Liverpool.
This is very straight. Carry on.
And number 1, I got James Maddison.
Yep.
I think, hear me out, might be the best list I've ever made in my life.
I like it.
Well, unbiased.
I'm tempted to back you up here because
I'm
going to
change
what
I've got.
Oh, no.
Number five, James Ward-Prowse. Number four, Mickey van der Ven.
Oh, great show.
Number three, Declan Rice. Number two, Szoboszlai. And number one, James Maddison.
So you replaced Diaby with van der Ven.
Almost, yeah. That's pretty much identical, yeah. Almost. But I put Rice a little bit higher.
Yeah, I've just changed mine because I had the same five.
Oh, you changed them because you heard ours and based ours on
no,
yours.
Realistically, though,
those
six across both are the best.
Yeah.
Right?
No, yeah.
I did want to shout out Vicario as well. I think he's been amazing. But.
Johnny Evans.
In terms of what they
Johnny
went,
Evans, yeah.
No, legitness.
Yeah, legitness.
I said they needed a Connor Cody and they went and got Johnny Evans and I've been proved
that
right.
That is actually a Theo W, there.
Don't get the similarity.
It's that kind of, you know, character. Experienced, like reliable centre-back.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's crazy that Spurs are featuring so heavily, though. Like, they've done pretty good business.
Yeah.
Unbiasedly.
Yeah, I forgot about Vicario. That's a good shout.
To go from Lloris to Vicario, like, yeah. I mean, come on.
I've gone Vardiol, fifth.
Yeah, not bad.
DRB, Rice, Szoboszlai, Maddison.
Wow, top two is all like...
Pretty boring clip for you, because we've all got the same.
That never happens. Until...
Gvardiol.
I've gone on just how good he is, isn't it? Based on how he's done so far, I should have others ahead of him.
You know what? To seamlessly fit into Man City as well.
I think Ward-Prowse has been probably a more impact signing. Van der Ven and Vicario.
I find it hard putting the City players because it's just like...
Yeah.
They never miss.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just like, gets boring.
We could have even put Doku in who's just slipped in straight away.
Yeah. He looks the bollocks. Yeah. I like Doku.
Well, you've seen his bollocks.
Jeremy. Go on then.
My fifth one is a bit
Gordon.
Of a different. Nah, a bit of a different route.
Last year, didn't
there's logic.
Gordon Barnes.
He signed January.
Wasn't that January?
Yeah, Gordon January. Yeah.
Harvey Barnes.
So the logic with this one is he's opened doors for this team that weren't open before. So I put Fatty in on loan for Brighton.
No, that's a stinker.
No. The logic is
you see the sittery me.
No, but in signing a player of that higher caliber, it's sort of exposing Brighton the world stage.
I like the idea, but
bro, they haven't done a fucking Messi.
It's also he's on loan.
Yeah, no, but I think that's going to open the door for Brighton to go high caliber player.
If they signed him, maybe I'll agree.
Yeah, loan's still a signing.
It is still a signing.
It's not the same as in saying he's unlocked doors to open bigger players.
I just think the thing that's on financially, it's very cheap for them because it's a loan.
No, but think about it, mate. He's saying he's opening doors for players to join Brighton. Yeah, bigger caliber players. Yeah, but why would they join when in a year he's gone?
Yeah, no, but he's going to go back to Barcelona having experience playing at Brighton. And Brighton might go for his team.
So you're telling me Andy Faye is going back to Barcelona and going to be, oh yeah, lads, man, you need to go Brighton.
Because they speak
English. I get what you're trying to say, but surely the door opening is due to Brighton getting Europe, not Ansu Fati.
Yeah, no, I feel like there's like a lot of players make decisions on who they sign for.
It's Suarez.
Club progression, though. That's why people want to join.
Not always.
Not because Ansu Fati joined.
Not always, because people might look at Brighton and Brighton might finish above Tottenham or whatever, but they'll always gravitate towards Tottenham.
So Brighton, who have been in the high in the biggest league in the world, the most exposed league in the world, who are now in Europe as well, have signed a kid who had big, aspirations. He's like a Bojan. It's like Bojan going to Stoke. Yeah, it is.
Nah.
Bojan was just as highly rated as Fatty when he came into the Barca team and then kind of fell off.
Bojan was more highly rated.
And then went to a team in the Premier League.
He might not fall off, though. He can easily still do what he could. But he has fallen off a bit,
as in if he's gone to Brighton on loan.
Yeah. Well, what's wrong with Brighton? He's clearly not just European football in the Premier League.
Compared to Barcelona.
Gaining experience. A lot of players go out on loan. Jack Wilshere went out on loan to Bolton.
It is a good. It's a
when
good,
he was like 70.
He's a good signing, like but in terms still. Of performance, he's not, he's I don't like think 19, you can put 20. Him top five.
He's still young.
Do you know what I mean?
I agree on performance. No, I just feel like it was a nice bit of shrewd.
He's only just right to get minutes.
I'm struggling with you on that, mate. I'm sorry.
That's only number five.
Spent 10 minutes on his number five.
Brighton fans will thank me on that one. They'll agree.
No, we like Fatty.
After how he's played.
We've not said that that's a bad signing.
We love Fatties.
He's 20.
You said because he signed from Barcelona and because he was free and has like 15 minutes to his name this season, he's top five.
I think you'll see Brighton Gordon sign higher caliber players thanks to Fatty opening that door. Be the first one.
It could be due to the £250 million they make on players every single year.
Yeah,
that they can grab bigger.
Your point.
You're trying to play 4D chess, and
your point has some form of like sense, but it's just wrong.
Yeah. I'll take that.
Like there's something there, but I'd be more inclined
Bar's
to
agree with you
if they actually bought him.
They but might, you never know. He might love life on Brighton, lovely beach.
Got a great seafront.
Yeah, fantastic.
Not quite the Barcelona beach though.
Yeah. No.
Brighton
as
is
a Spaniard.
Brighton is a pebble beach, whereas Barcelona is sandy.
I hate pebble beaches.
Oh,
I hate
them. I grew up on a pebble beach.
Good.
Yeah. I grew up on pebble beach.
We have a black beach up north.
Yeah, that's what I said in the golf show.
We have black sand on our beach up north.
Yeah, excuse me.
Hartlepool.
Black and white, really.
Yeah. Anyways, fourth, I've got Hojlund.
Bro, get out, man.
I think he is exactly... We're all talking about what a team
fuck
needs.
Fuck off,
in
mate.
A time where there's...
I've really felt that. He's not scored.
I don't mind that.
Has not, he scored? Like, has he
not
scored?
Top five.
Let me say why. Let me say right. Why, right?
Against Bayern, didn't
okay,
he?
Let's think about the strikers there are in the world. There's barely any who are actually... going to be a top tier striker. I'm not saying he's going to be, but there's not like the Costas lying about on these days, the Suarez's.
We've got to do it now.
No, to get a striker in who's young, looking very promising, and it's exactly what Man United needed.
You're trying to put names in so in a year's time you can look back and go, told you so.
Yeah, but we're not addressing that.
It's exactly what they
needed. We are commenting on how they are now. Yeah?
You've picked
a bloke that's played about 45 minutes for Brighton.
Yeah.
And a guy that has scored one goal for his club.
We all agree?
And he's a number nine, the guy that's supposed to score the goals.
But he has been injured.
Do we all agree that he's a great,
he looks good, he's a great signing, but he's not top five signing so far this season. Maybe in like a year's time, when he's actually done something at United, but you need to look at signings who have actually hit the ground running straight away and transformed their signs.
Has he transformed
Man United? No, he hasn't.
He made them look instantly more dangerous when he made his debut. He came on and he was busy, he was getting about instantly. What game was that again?
Arsenal.
Man United against Arsenal. He instantly looked... Yeah, but it was an instant impact and he's going to be exactly what they needed. If they didn't sign him...
Fucking Gabriel for 4 minutes. Well done.
If they didn't sign him, everyone would be like saying, Man United need to get a striker. They've messed up.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, correct.
But he is not the top...
I think he's a good...
He hasn't been a better signing so far, right this second.
I'll
then
put him
Van der Ven.
Top 10.
Vicario, who we haven't even got in our top five.
Yeah, I didn't even have Diaby.
I think that's going to age very well. We'll get to the end of the season.
No, but that's not we're not doing a list on who will end up being the best signing.
No, I'm anticipating.
That's your fucking list.
Lewis, that's like saying Evan Ferguson is the best striker in the Premier League.
Yeah, because he might be in 3 years.
No, I'm on about this season. I'm on about signings that they've made this season and the impact they're going to have this season.
That's not what you've asked us. That's what I've judged my top five signings for this season.
The fourth best signing this season in terms of impact that he's made to the club he's at.
I think he's with one goal
in about 180 minutes of football.
So he has to be above James Ward-Prowse.
I'm not going to lie, I forgot about him. That's an L.
Diaby.
I haven't finished
Sobolesky,
my list.
Madison.
I haven't finished my list.
McAllister hasn't been brilliant, but he had a good game the weekend.
Players that have impacted the games they're in.
Bro, Kai Havertz has had more of an impact than...
No, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's a negative one.
Who was Man United striker before he
came
in?
Martial or Rashford.
They were desperate for a striker. They were desperate. They needed to fill that position. Now, these other signings were very good, but also these teams did have players in that position.
You're projecting. You're saying how good he is now. You're saying he is going to be good. Well, that's completely
it's
different.
It's a signing made this season, and I'm on about the impact that they're going to have for their club this
really
season. The logic isn't even bad.
No. Not they're going to have the impact they have had.
We're six
that's
games
the list.
In. I think he's looked very good when he's came in, especially when he made his debut there. And I think in the rest of the season, we're going to see how important he is to Man United.
In that case, you should put Timber in your list.
Yep.
Because his direct impact over the games that he has played, which is equal to the amount of...
No, he's out for whole season.
Or Nkunku. I've got Nkunku in my list now.
Which is equal to the amount...
You agreed with me a second ago.
No, I don't mind your reasoning on him. I think he is... going to be a good signing, but right now you can't put him top five signings. It's mental.
We'll see how it plays out.
That's not the response. It should be okay. I've seen how it's played out, and I am incorrect.
So you've started in fifth with an absolute stinker. Then you've got slightly less stinky. So let's hope this one's
Declan Rice, number three for me.
Yeah, let you off.
Then Diaby, I think I almost put him first. I think he's so good.
Already I'm seeing problems with this because you've missed out either Madison or Szoboszlai in this list.
Yeah.
Number one is Madison.
You've missed out Dominic Szoboszlai.
Yeah, Szoboszlai.
Hand on heart, Ansu Fati.
He's a better signing than Szoboszlai.
That doesn't sound good when you say it. Yeah. I could sub up Fatty for Szoboszlai.
Do you talk and then as you're talking, you hear yourself and go, oh, no, not again.
No, I think I know what happens. He's in the office doing this list and all the people around him go, yeah, man, that's really
good. I don't ask other people about my list, man.
On a genuine level, your 4 and 5 should be about 13th or 14th if we were going to do an actual list.
I think you're based
Fatty should be about 80.
You're basing these off only skill level. I'm based on like Brighton signing Fatty.
No, we're
and
not.
Are you Liverpool needed
skill level? We're basing ours on skill level. You've just
you are the Liverpool needed
a number 8, and they've got the Hungarian captain. Spurs needed a goalkeeper, and he's ridiculous.
They had Lloris beforehand. They had a World Cup winning goalkeeper.
Fuck off, mate.
It wasn't an immediate position they needed to fill. They had a World Cup winning goalkeeper. They got an improvement in there, but they already had a goalkeeper.
Van de Ven's been one of the best performing defenders this season.
Yeah.
Three players that are better than your quote unquote soon to be good players.
Not soon to be good. I think Højlund has been brilliant when he's came in, and he's going to continue doing that.
Not done anything of notice.
I think that's a huge thing for the club. For being Brighton, signing Fatty, I don't think you're comprehending how big that is.
Brighton.
Brighton got promoted with us. Or even us signing Fatty would be a huge thing with the club.
A huge club for that. Little Brighton.
Yeah. No, even if Newcastle signed Fatty, that would be massive for us. It's a huge name.
Are you playing career mode?
Do you think they've signed Romario?
Are you playing career mode right now?
Mate, Brighton were a team who...
You're going to look like some young kid at Barca, they've signed on loan.
I think the implications that it has for the club
mate,
is
you pay too much
huge.
FIFA. I swear to God, you pay too much FIFA.
Nah,
you think
that is the next coming of fucking Jesus wrong. We'll see how it plays out this season, but that's my top five, man.
Right, let's move on, because obviously we've mentioned a couple of players that did feature in the North London.
I'm sorry for what you've just had to listen to, everyone.
Yeah.
It wasn't even that bad.
I thought that was going to be a really good segment. You know, we all agreed.
Thankfully, his list was that bad because we weren't going to talk much about it. They're all the same.
Right, let's actually address
2-2.
The Desmond.
What a game?
It was a great game.
Great game.
I said this on the stream. It is the best derby in the Premier League. It is.
Yeah.
And you know that isn't even me being biased because I want these fuckers to fucking rot this season.
You know, Spurs have got
a really, really good team.
No, I think Spurs have either come back really from losing manager. Positions to win points more than any other team in the Prem, I think.
This season?
I think so, yeah. I think I read it somewhere. Don't quote me on it.
Don't quote me on my misquote.
Yeah, so that was just a complete waste of breath.
As a neutral that screamed every Spurs goal, let us know your thoughts on the game.
Going, oh, you West Brom fan, celebrate. Do you want me to just sit here and go, this is...
We're trying to make it interesting.
We've got a bet on it. Obviously, they're Arsenal fans. Yeah. What the fuck? I don't get what you want us to do.
You're worse. You came in
first. I think that's funny, though.
Everyone's so serious, man. Spurs are not wearing their own kit in your rival's kit.
Yeah, you went out your...
Spurs are no one's rivals except Arsenal.
You went out your own way to spend your own money to buy a Tottenham.
Hey, no. We have the kit lying around. I just needed it.
I'm not even joking. They're going to like pimp you to top four this year.
No, but like Spurs, it's not wearing a Man United top. No one's like Spurs, man. It's not wearing Man United or Liverpool top. It's Spurs.
They're not pipping anyone's top four. They're coming second.
They're coming second. They're coming above yous.
That would also be above you.
That's all right. No, I wouldn't say who's coming first.
I thought as a neutral, it was a fair result.
It was a bit like a lot of passes.
Midfield battle was a little bit scrappy.
I thought they edged the midfield battle, but Bissouma edged Rice. I did tell you before the game that was a key battle.
I think his injury was a...
Maybe, yeah, that's a fair
point. Well, yeah, Jorginho was at fault for one of them, right?
Balls were given away a lot, but I think that was because of how well both teams pressed.
Yeah, the tempo.
Which is exactly how well Ange said they were going to play.
Yeah. I was confused by some of the substitutions, you know, because...
Who, Arsenal's?
Yeah, especially with the whole... I don't know whether... Jay-Z is fully fit?
Spurs?
Yeah.
And they brought Højbjerg and Richarlison.
Yeah, but they played for the draw for the last 15.
But that surprised me. I'm surprised they did.
If you're away at the Emirates where you haven't won in God knows...
Because they were in the game. They weren't in the game, mate. They were up against Jorginho and Havertz in midfield. They should have gone for it, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
They just bottled.
How many times did they then win the ball and then break with Richarlison, Solomon, and who was on the right?
Cooley. Sevski.
Yeah. The no pace. They just couldn't hurt
last
you on the
15
break.
Minutes because of their subs, Arsenal all over them.
The only
team that was going to win that game was going to be Arsenal.
First 30, I thought, were brilliant.
Subs, for 15, we were really
the
game,
good,
didn't they?
The middle part, they were, yeah. They were
better than
on top.
The,
you needed half time. They were on top heavy just before half time.
Yeah.
But the first goal was brilliant. Your second goal was, what was the second goal?
Second goal was a penalty.
Yeah.
And then they went up the other end.
Both your goals were just completely luck, to be honest. But anyway.
They were a bit like.
They were.
Shut up, man.
Their quality of goal was way better than yours.
The second one was kind of on a play.
Yeah, one was an own goal and one was a penalty. Like, what do you want us to do about that?
They both went in.
You should have given them the goal back.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Romero. Let's just retract that. He had a stinker, by the way.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Because that... why do you keep doing that? Like, we picked him?
No, because it really pisses me off. It really pissed me off, that whole Sky
thing. He is on Gabriel's level, though. They are similar players.
Yeah. No, but everyone was like, oh my God, Romero is so clear of Gabriel. I genuinely think Gabriel had a better season last year and he's a better defender.
I wouldn't disagree with that.
Romero did win a World Cup.
No, but in the Premier League.
I wouldn't disagree with that. And if we were doing an 11, because Saliba has to play, probably would go with Gabriel.
Because the left-hand side.
Or
Van de Ven now.
Well, yeah. As individuals, there's not much between them.
No, but yeah,
the four centre-backs are all very
class,
good.
All good.
Yeah, you could
very
equally good. Interchange them.
Yeah, Van de Ven, I like him a lot.
Yeah, he's good.
I was talking about the substitution. Is Jesus not fully fit? Because
he
bought off Jesus for Rhys Nelson.
And kept Eddie on, who was also on a yellow.
Yeah.
Through stinker, the middle.
And he had a stinker. And Ketia.
Well, come January, mate.
No one can win the Premier League, in my opinion, with Nketiah starting.
But that's why we go for Ivan Toney in January.
If Arsenal sign Ivan Toney in January, I think I might shit my pants. That was the
point. Like you did the other week.
Or like before.
Yeah, okay. No, but that's got me excited. You know what
is
I mean?
That a legit rumour?
Him shitting his pants.
No.
There's definitely people in the market for Ivan Toney in January. And I think Arsenal will be one of them.
Yeah, he's openly said he loves Arsenal.
You're guessing.
But he's a Liverpool fan.
I've seen journalists say
that. I don't think you'd have much competition, would you, really? Because Man United's got their striker.
Chelsea would definitely sign another player. Let's not be around.
Obviously, Raya started in goal. Great performance. Great save.
His distribution was a bit...
I totally understand how Man City fans feel now when they watch Edison and he's just
stressful
like
as hell.
He's just, you know, like
no.
Flying around with the ball and go do 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 do. I'm like, boy,
he played a lot on his left foot yesterday as
well. Yeah, but he's so composed and confident that it's like, mate, at some point, just please give it to somebody else.
You need to stop hating on this, and he's had another good season so far.
I agree, but it's stressful. The nerves that you feel
ball,
when players run up to him and he just like does a Cruyff turn, and you're like, oh my God. Please.
Well, we've seen it with Brighton weekend with my mate.
Verbruggen.
Do you notice how Spurs, after the first 20 minutes or so, Spurs actually changed their tactics a little bit, especially in the second half, to adapt to Arsenal's high press.
Andrew's a good manager, man.
If you look at the first half...
Have you read this on Twitter?
Nope. If you look at the first half heat map, you'd notice the Spurs were quite narrow, which were causing Arsenal's press were getting on top of them.
But as a manager...
And for example, Jesus missing that opportunity, right?
Yep.
Came from a higher press, but Spurs widened it in the second half and they managed to get a bit more freedom and could play the Ange way a little bit more.
Yeah. Well, if it's an away game and you're trying to keep it tight, you always want to start narrow.
Well, I'm so confused by Ange's bottle job in the last 15 minutes, because at the end of the day, it is.
Yeah, but he's still got a bottle job.
Yeah, but
he's still got to come away from a Northland derby away from home with a point. That's a good result.
It keeps more momentum ticking over. You guys were literally saying the opposite.
I said they should have gone for it, but it's not a bottle.
Switch yourself, mate.
Yeah, but do you think as a Premier League manager, it's better to try and go for the game and then lose it when everyone afterwards retrospectively would go, well, he's fucked that up.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they
won't come away with a point away from home in your local rival.
Also, Madison had a knock.
Yeah, it's very true. I didn't like that one bit. You know,
Saka came off knee looked dodgy. Well.
And I don't know if Son was even knackered or just. I'm surprised they took him off.
I mean, it is pretty obvious that. If Madison isn't on the pitch,
they struggle to create.
If Madison's knee injury is, I hope it's not, because I didn't like that. I really didn't like that.
He just jumped.
No, but that could have been bad.
Could have, would have, should
have. Yeah, well, look, if they lose Madison.
I think that's another Madison like masterclass.
Oh, yeah.
Every game
I'm pretty sure he's had a minimum of 8.1 rating this season.
Every game.
Yeah. He is class.
Is it time to call him the best player in the world?
World class.
He's bought. Yeah, he's getting there, man.
On English level, world class.
I think
it's a shame for us not in the Champions League. So we could see him properly perform there.
England got a bit of a problem, you know.
How many great number 10s?
Yeah.
It's like, we've got
this thing with England. Do you think this is like the new, like a better golden generation we got coming through now? Because like...
Defensively, we aren't as good.
I guess in a few more years,
probably. Right for England.
But also, we have Rio too many of John Terry, the same.
In the same position,
I'm talking about our actual defence right now.
Yeah, but he's on about the golden generation of 06.
We got some defenders coming through, you know.
We got a better squad now, but that 11 was like, they were the best 11 players in the Premier League.
Pretty much in the world.
Yeah. Well, which was the world, right?
No.
Well, Barcelona, Real Madrid.
Barcelona.
Yeah.
No.
Look, Spurs obviously fought back twice.
You now worried they'll finish above you?
No, I'm still not worried. I'm still not worried.
I want to admit that Arsenal fans got a bit too excited and cocky ahead of
you too arrogant before the game?
I think that injury problems would haunt Spurs.
Hang on, that's not what we're asking.
Over a season, given the fact that their best players are also injury prone.
But were you too arrogant ahead of
the
game?
What are you talking about?
You said you weren't nervous. You might win 4-5-0.
You have to be confident if you support a football team. You have to go into every game and go...
Not like that.
Yous were disregarding Tottenham, and not just you specifically, Arsenal fans.
Yeah, they were.
Disregarding them. The idea of them coming and playing Ange Ball at the Emirates was ridiculous and idiotic.
They did it for like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
They
went toe-to-toe with you all guys.
I also don't think that we were as good as we could be.
I don't think they were either.
I think we underperformed in that game.
Yeah,
I think we probably should have played a lot better.
Yeah, but do you think they forced you to do that?
Not the entire game, no way.
No one's pressed
for like 20 minutes.
No one's made Arsenal give the ball away like that in a long time.
You've got to respect it, but I don't think...
You gave the ball away so much because of them, I think.
I think that's just,
which was led by Maddison a lot of the time.
What were you calling Arsenal fans there?
Were you a bit too cocky and arrogant coming into the game?
What?
Nobody's saying that we're going to beat 5-0 or 4-0.
He said it on the stream.
No, I didn't. Paul Murphy said it.
You know, so they didn't go toe-to-toe with you, no?
I wouldn't say for the whole game, no.
What you got?
They had more possession away at the Emirates.
So?
That's huge. For you, a possession-based team, you said before the game...
Look at FOTMOB, are you?
54% possession away.
54... That's
still more possession.
It's more than you.
It's more than 44%
of the game.
Mate, going toe-to-toe with someone doesn't necessarily mean you've got more possession than them.
Oh, you're changing the goalposts here. We're changing the goalposts.
Did you not say before the game, they're not going to play possession. They're just going to sit back and counter us.
Yeah. That was me, actually.
I don't know.
Reeve said that, actually.
Yeah, I said that.
No, you did.
Douchebag.
But
they had more possession.
I do want to stress, though, a majority of their chances were on the counter, though.
Yeah.
Because of the
defense.
Exactly what I was saying.
Well, apart from the first goal.
That's around the defense.
Apart from the first goal.
Yeah, first goal, yeah.
And the Brennan Johnson miss?
I feel like Rea should have done a little bit better on that. I don't know why he's flapped it away. But.
And the Brennan Johnson miss? Yeah, okay, sorry.
It's a great save.
It was a great save, but yeah.
And Arsenal gifted them a goal as well.
Also...
They still had to do work after.
Side note, because I know he's now a competitor of us. Jamie Carragher, well out of order, mate.
Why?
Yeah.
His comments on Ramsdale.
He said...
Oh, yeah.
Pick it up because I've forgotten.
It was saying like it was an Oscar-worthy performance.
So he was saying that, you know, you when nominees of the Oscars don't win and they go, I'm really happy for the guy that won.
That's
just not
off.
True. It's just a supportive second keeper.
Like, what do you want? Imagine
what
if
people
he didn't clap. They'd be like, oh, he's angry that he's
that's
doing well.
Saying.
It's like he can't win.
What people don't understand is Arsenal are a family and they're a squad and they all back each other. Maybe not like Liverpool players, Jamie Carragher. Maybe you're used to people like being pissed off if you're not playing and whatnot. But when it comes to Arsenal, Ramsdale and Wright actually like each other and they want both each other.
Yeah,
obviously, they both want to start,
sense,
but they also want to build each other up and win as a collective team.
I think Ramsdale has been completely sincere in the applause. Like, that was a ridiculous save. Any goalkeeper across the world
would appreciate that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Great save.
I think Jamie needs to fucking calm down. And
they're
if not,
just
we'll calm him down.
You know, when Schmeichel came out and said that Ramsdale's save against Madison's free kick at Leicester last
How
year was
dare
great.
He say that?
Yeah, why support a random player from...
And I'll tell you what, Ramsdale's dad got involved and he weren't best pleased with Jamie Carragher.
Okay, what did he say?
He said, you're all right, fucking prick.
Yeah, he said, have some class like myself.
He didn't say that, yeah.
No. Yeah.
We said on the stream yesterday, I thought, I actually don't like this whole media thing of...
No, like they keep zooming in
like
on him.
The training
man.
Video when he walked out like even 10 yards behind him.
The whole Sky
him.
Coverage it, of it was just kept focusing on Ramsey the whole game.
But not even that, but like prior to the game, like there was a good 10-minute montage of just Raya making saves.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, he's
why
a goalkeeper.
Why this narrative, man?
Like, he's a goalkeeper. He'll love like a class save. Like, he'll be able to appreciate more than like a standard person.
And also, a lot of goalkeepers like competition for their spot. It propels them forward as a player.
I think most would just prefer to have the number one spot.
But you want healthy competition.
Is a healthy competition not playing?
What?
Well, it'll get game time at some point. It'll just be in a different cup competition.
That's like saying what? So Arsenal can only have one left back?
No,
you've got Timber and Zinchenko.
I completely agree. You should have competition, but it's not healthy competition at the minute, is it? Because he's just not playing.
But he will play. Do you know what I mean? Like you could say that at the start of the season when Raya didn't play. I mean, that's not healthy competition. What? Because he's not playing.
Was it not one game he didn't play? Then he comes straight in.
No, Ramsdale played like the first three games.
Played like four.
I think now he knows. Yeah. Like he genuinely could just be out of the team all season. When he does get his next chance, if he has, he knows like he has
that,
to.
That
have
won't
blinders,
happen though, because if we're in cup competitions, then he'll get game time minimum.
Yeah.
Imagine if he doesn't.
No, Raya can't play.
Surely, well, you can't.
But it is true though. Like what? So clubs. If you look at Manchester City,
if come jam though. Oh, sorry, carry on.
If you look at Manchester City, like what clubs have like five great centre midfielders, six great centre midfielders, centre halves. There's multiple positions that have strong backup.
I know, but
why can't goalkeepers be
goalkeeper,
the same?
Because they don't. You don't.
You're not living in the past, man. You're not so mainstream.
They're not work like the. Think about it's a hard role.
They aren't rotated like midfielders.
You're not in every club competition
in England possible to you. Then you're going to get game time no matter what.
True, but even midweek before the biggest game of your season so far, he played Raya against PSG.
Still had more appearances than Raya this season.
Okay, but
really, you want like a really consistent defense, so like you can operate and know what you're going to do. That normally stays the most consistent out of
Arsenal. Arsenal do have the roles. Consistent defense.
Yeah, no, like and that starts with like the goalkeeper, really, because they're the one commanding
the defense, aren't they?
Yeah, but you don't see a drop off in City's performances when Ortega comes in.
Yeah, they're a bit. I think City are a bit different.
No, but I mean, Arteta's trying to do the exact same thing, right? It's Pep V2.
Jan, he hasn't. If he's not playing, he's too good to be sitting on the bench. Ramsdale, he is. You won't keep him. You
come
can't.
To Newcastle.
I think he will.
I'd love him at Newcastle. Yeah. No, come on, man.
Well, let's. Speaking of stinky, Chelsea.
Oh yeah.
Why do you hate Chelsea so much? I don't get it.
Chelsea obviously lost again. Are you guys going to apologise to me?
About what?
I'll say that your underperformance comment might stand true, but not the whole...
You need to apologise to me.
You can suck my dick, mate. That's
why
not
I apologise to you?
Because in pre-season...
No, let me do that. All right, Newcastle, congratulations on finishing eighth this season. We're ending the season now, then well done, Newcastle, on failing to qualify.
The reason they need to apologise to me, in the pre-season predictions... When we were talking about Pochettino, you said that you'd come in and hit the ground running. I said that you needed more than a pre-season to fix Chelsea's problems.
What have we seen?
Chelsea have continued the bad form because they need more
Colin
than a pre-season.
Also,
the main issue I'm having with that is you were adamant that Villa would finish above Chelsea. And now you're saying it's true. Yes, for the game week 6 of the Premier League season.
We've
only got 32 game weeks left.
I said Aston Villa had
one as well.
No. I said Aston Villa had a better team than Chelsea, and they were finished above them. And Aston Villa do have a better team than Chelsea, and they're finishing above them currently.
On paper, they don't. But
player for player, they don't.
I think Chelsea have names and price tags.
Also, because we said that at a point where Nkunku was flying.
Yeah.
And you take pretty much the most creative and best player out of that team, it's going to be a struggle.
What was your also there?
I can't remember
what to say about me. Go on then. They had served me, apologise to me.
Yeah, oh yeah, they need to apologise.
I want to hear it.
I
want to hear it from you.
Hang on.
A real man would apologise.
At the time, I don't think you were.
But I could see what was happening. Like I saw Aston Villa finishing sixth last season.
Good call.
But they didn't.
He's a big enough man to say sorry. I want to hear it from you.
Just say sorry.
It's okay.
I'm sorry. You are the oracle.
Do you think they can turn it around then?
No.
You honestly think it's done? Chelsea done?
Potentially, yeah. What I mean, I think if they start to turn around, it'll be January, and by that time, I think it'll be too late.
Yeah, but
I reckon they finish like 8th or 9th.
Didn't both of you put them like fifth and fourth in the league?
Yeah, I did. But if you, at the start of the season, you look at that squad and they had no injuries. But now,
which is what we said. That's all we had to base it on. That's the exact time frame.
Yeah, you shouldn't apologize to him. You should only apologize.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
Yes, you should. About the Pochettino thing, you should.
Pochettino.
He is a good manager.
No, I never said he isn't. I said he needed more than a preseason, and you thought I was ridiculous for thinking he couldn't do it that quickly.
He lost their best player.
Mate, they bought like 15 players, man, and $1 billion. These should be higher than 14.
Do you think...
I do agree with you on that.
Do you think if, let's say, Bruno G, or who's the most influential player...
It's not the same. We spoke about this last week. They spent $1 billion. We haven't got that many good players.
We haven't got that kind of money to spend.
Injuries to the most important players are more...
But their depth that they have, because of their £1 billion spend on a team that was already better as standard than Newcastle's...
Yeah, he's right.
They have so much more to work with. There's no excuse,
Come
man.
Come and Bowden W, man.
Yeah, he's right. I completely agree with you, mate. Do you know, mainly because of De Zerbi and Brighton? It doesn't affect them if they have players out or lose players.
Do you know what's crazy?
That's a proper coach and a proper...
Chelsea have only won two games since sacking Graham Potter.
Also,
and that's against Bournemouth and Luton. Jeez. This year, Leicester have more Premier League goals than Chelsea, and they're playing in the Championship.
This year?
Yeah, it's 2020.
Oh, I see what you mean, yeah. Jeez. I mean, they're even getting cooked by Domino's on Twitter. Have you seen that?
Domino's?
their tweet was like, we've delivered 860,000 pizzas since Chelsea last scored a goal.
How many?
860,000.
Oh, my fucking... And half of them are Theo Bay.
If we do the math,
half of them are double decker pepperoni.
When did they last score a goal? How many months ago?
Fuck, I don't.
Is it how many pizzas?
No, not
when they last score a goal. What your
score a goal would have been?
Like 850,000 pizzas.
Luton.
How many weeks ago was that? 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago,
prior to the international.
Guess, so, against Villa,
yeah. Average Domino's of £40. They've made £34 million in 2 weeks.
Bro, Domino's.
That's one third of Caicedo.
Holy shit, man. I should invest in Domino's.
Although, they did miss some good chances. They did miss some good chances.
Enzo missed a really... Like, he didn't even hit the target. He's
Jackson
the one
as well. Can I just say a very nice pass from Mudrick?
It was
a really good pass.
Also, Jackson's now suspended, and so is Gusto.
I can't believe he's got 5 yellow cards.
He's played 6 games, he's got 5 yellows, and then the other game where he didn't get a yellow, he got a goal.
It might do him a favour.
He's got more bookings than goals.
By five.
This is the thing.
He's got the same amount of suspensions as goals.
I can't even pinpoint anything because is it Poch? I don't know.
It's all going wrong. It's not even like, man.
You can't tell me they haven't got the quality where they're going wrong.
It's all just going wrong.
You see moments like that Mudrick pass, like the Jackson run. There is moments.
Yeah, yeah. And then Jackson scoring it from 2 yards out against Nottingham Forest. Yeah. That's a point. That becomes...
Chilwell missing a one-on-one.
Chilwell deciding to pass instead of
shoot.
Yeah, in
that other week,
like,
yeah.
The amount of signings. It's like when you get all these players
together,
there's
no
consistency.
It's not like they've got a massive squad.
You say that though, but if you look at... I don't think they're... Like, towards the end of last season, their starting 11 is not that vastly different.
I also completely disagree. Because consistency isn't a thing if, like Tom said, the manager... knows what he's doing. Brighton have made so many changes this year, and it doesn't matter who's playing, they still get results.
I think that's built
up
over
no
time.
Identity.
It's like Pep. Like Pep has that solid team, and he'll never sign like 5 players in. He'll just slowly get 1 or 2 a season.
I think
you need
literally just sign 5 players. But what? Okay. But the difference is Pep signs and Brighton will sign a certain profile, like Matthias Nunes, so he can just slide in.
Yeah.
Slide in.
Chelsea have a
Chelsea just
in
go
charge.
Him. There you go.
Yeah, whoever Todd Bowley used on career mode. That's basically it.
What do you guys think of the red card?
I can see why it's a red. I know he does technically get the ball first, but he's...
Nketiah was very close to getting a red card as well.
Yeah, see, I don't think that is... I don't think Nketiah's is. I think that a yellow's fair.
Well, I mean, if he snapped his leg, then it becomes...
It's
red,
getting to the
right?
point where like hard fouls are just given a card. Like,
because you break someone's leg, it's a red.
How did Chelsea? What do they do now?
But that's the way that referees work, right? Dependent on
mate, well, you do realize outcome. Chelsea now have no Gusto, no Nicholas Jackson. Like, who's playing for Chelsea?
And no Reece James and no
Reece,
like, when's Reece James back?
I don't know, man. Who plays up front for Chelsea now?
Sterling, maybe.
Actually, who is the Brozier? Brozier's back.
Brozier, yeah, I don't mind Brozier.
He'll score.
And then, he'll get game time, and Jackson have to work his way back.
Yeah, and then he'll continue to score and continue to get game time until Nicholas Jackson comes back, and they'll put him straight back in the team, and he won't score. And then Brody will be like, "Why have you?"
And then get a lot more yellows.
I don't think they performed terribly yesterday. It's just, yeah, they need. I thought the Luton was their turning point. Honestly, I know it's Luton, but they seem to just get worse.
Well, the question, which is all over social media at the moment, is: are they in a relegation battle?
No.
Are you sure about that?
Are you sure about that?
Why not?
They are far. There's at least so 10 teams worse than Chelsea. So it's just a stupid conversation to even have.
This is why they weren't in a relegation battle last year, even though everyone made the joke about them being so close.
Well, Arsenal were when they had that spell under Arteta.
There's at least 5 teams that are worse than them, and only 3 go down.
How about this?
They're already 4 points away.
Did they finish below where they finished last season?
Where did they finish? 12th?
Yeah.
No,
potentially.
No, I don't think so.
I think they might.
You are.
Potentially.
Pochettino probably just gets sacked, doesn't he?
Like,
really?
No one thought they would have finished 12th last year. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think it's just it could get bad from worse to best to 10.
No, they're a better team this season for sure.
They actually are creating the chances, whereas last year they just didn't do that. They just need to finish.
The problem is that the curse is still existent.
Kind of, yeah.
How will they possibly score with the curse?
Maybe it never lifts.
I actually think Chelsea are worse than people realise. I think it might just continue and snowball because Pochettino goes halfway through the year.
Apart from the teams that are actually going to get relegated, you
Can you actually imagine? Yeah, Poch gets fired and Chelsea actually get relegated.
It's not going to happen.
Can you imagine what?
Does Poch get sacked this season?
What happened?
Potentially. That's more realistic than Chelsea going down, though.
I think.
What happens
if Chelsea? Till January.
What happens if Chelsea actually get relegated?
That'd be the biggest team in history.
They'll be playing in the Championship.
Does Bowley just sack it off? You're on your own, lads.
Would that be like crazier than Leicester winning the league, Chelsea getting relegated?
With £1 billion squad, probably, yeah.
I think it's tighter. Mate, Leicester were promoted aside.
It's still a whole season.
I know, but you have to beat 19 other teams, amazing, to win it. But you only have to be...
They won a league where teams were pretty bad and underperforming. Chelsea are in a league
take
where...
Take away from the Leicester win, though.
There's a lot of... No, of course.
I think Leicester's is still bigger and better.
I think they're probably equal.
It's a lot harder to be the best team in the Premier League than one of the worst.
Let us know what your thoughts are.
I agree, but people said Chelsea were going to finish. People said Chelsea were going to finish fourth.
Who said that?
So that's at least a 14 place discrepancy. Whereas when Leicester won the league,
they were favourites to go down, though, weren't they?
When Leicester won the league,
they'd only just stayed. They were
survived with Ranieri. Yeah.
So that's at least a 17 place discrepancy.
I don't think they were favourites to go down.
So based on your discrepancies...
They were, because they were 5,000 to 1. They were the most... They were the biggest outsider.
Oh, yeah, you could be right. Yeah, okay.
Guys, let us know in the comments down below.
It's from Leicester.
What do you think would be bigger? Chelsea going down or Leicester winning the league?
It's got to be Leicester, surely.
That's an interesting one. Hey,
I don't even think that's close.
Look, lads, it's now time to talk Super 6. As always, they are legends.
6666.
We're closing in on 30,000 members.
Hold that thought for
really.
A second, mate, because I'm going to check the actual official count.
Oh shit, I haven't checked how I've done this weekend.
I know how many points I got.
Yeah, it's not been
29,033. So we are 967.
I'll be honest, I'm pretty sure.
What stadium can we
be
fill out with that?
30k?
Yeah, what stadium
Jesus
will that
Christ,
be?
I got 4 points.
Can enough,
what's right? Fourth one's like 20.
27. Well, capacity technically is like 26.5.
Oh, we can do the Hawthorns.
Easily.
Class.
Hey. Let us know if you're going to be coming to the Pitchside Vic Club match, because that's going to be a huge one. Also, Tom is rubbish at Super 6 and so is Lewis.
How many points are you on now, Lewis, overall?
Let me check. It's probably not good, like.
You should be ahead of me now because I've...
I'm on 51.
Oh, I thought we were doing... You're on 51?
Yeah.
Total?
Mm.
You're on 51 points?
Well, you've flown up then.
What?
How? I'm on 59.
Did I just get 23 points?
What? How the fuck are you on 51 points?
That's cap.
Oh, boys, we're washed.
I think I'm on 51 points.
How are you on 51
go
points?
Go season, go the pitch side league, season. And then
I'm
go
on 36.
Season. I'm on 59. But you were like 20 behind me.
How did you do this week?
You got the Arsenal...
I got 13 points.
Did you just
this
win
this week?
Holy shit.
You got 13 points this week.
You just win the 250 grand.
I got tons of like...
You got 5 right for the Arsenal...
yeah, and then
score.
I got all the other results right except from Brentford.
What? What?
Ew,
mate,
I'm
that is mental.
Class, like...
Considering how weird football was this weekend.
You predicted.
You said that Palace were going to draw with Fulham.
Some of it, yeah.
You had Palace to draw with Fulham?
Yeah.
That's
bloody hell.
That's crazy.
Fair play.
Mate, what?
Bro, you've blown my mind a little bit.
I got 6 points, boys. I only got City right, Man United right, and Newcastle right.
I think that's
I said Newcastle to beat Sheffield United 2-1.
I only got City and Newcastle.
You got 4 points.
Tattoo pending.
You're like... I'm two half decent rounds behind him now.
I'm shit at this.
I am on 54 points overall. How have you got back into this?
That's crazy.
Oh, yous might be getting tattoos, like.
No, I'm not even going to... I missed midweek, so my own fault. Forgot to click submit, but I probably would have got 4 points anyway.
Yeah, how many points are you on overall? 36?
36.
There is a double week this week, just to let people know. So that's midweek. You get a double chance, right?
Yeah, midweek.
I don't even care. It's only a fucking goggle on my ass. Fuck it.
Forever.
Whoa, I choose where it goes.
Forever.
It's going over your eyes, mate.
I already made that joke.
Oh, did you?
Anyways, okay. Lads, it's time to do our team of the week, which I'm excited for this week.
Yeah, go.
It's a full 11 of Newcastle
players.
Wait,
who's been first yet? Who's not been first? I've not been first.
Yeah, you go first.
All right, cool. Team of the week, game week 6. In goal, Sam Johnston. Kieran Trippier, obviously. Johnny Evans. James Tarkowski. Dan Byrne. As my back four. Got a goal, got a clean sheet. You know,
forgot about Johnny Evans.
Midfield three of Abdoulaye Doucouré, Anthony Gordon and James Maddison. And then a front three of Saka, Son and Foden.
Ooh.
What?
I thought for a second we were going to have similar teams. I've got Johnston,
yep.
Trippier,
yep.
Tarkowski,
yep.
Evans,
yep.
Byrne.
Ooh.
A midfield three of Foden, Soboloski and Bruno G.
Oh, you went Bruno and I went Gordon.
Front three of Saka, Son and Mitoma.
Oh yeah, Mitoma. Yeah, good shout.
Yeah, I've got
Mitoma. For me, though, I get that. It's just, I didn't even ever, on no planet did I see Everton winning that game.
I didn't even see them scoring.
What did it say at the bottom?
Shout out to Doucouré, yeah, fair enough.
Shout out to Doucouré.
Yeah.
I didn't even see them scoring.
Been Everton's best player this season.
Mm. Yeah, he's been consistent.
I will admit, I forgot about Johnny Evans. That's an L.
Every single week he seems to be forgetting.
I did forget about it. I don't know how I forgot about him because we literally watched it in the pub.
He forgets about everything. And he needs to take more shit.
Yeah,
he
doesn't take
near enough shit.
I forgot one player who
you do it every week.
Basis.
Let me guess, Quantas in again, is he?
Yeah, let me guess.
Did you see the comments, by the way? Oh, yeah, Quanta. Yeah, great, also, great child.
The comments about that, and no one picked up on Nathan Collins.
Because they played well.
Oh, man.
Palace and Fulham the weekend to put Johnston in.
You bribe.
The little fan boys, man.
Yeah, I've struggled with a goalie this week. I didn't think anyone stood out.
What?
100. You put Sam Johnston in?
It's quality.
Okay. I've gone with Alisson because he made an unreal save first off. Trippier, Tarkowski.
Yeah, he's doing the whole playing up to Liverpool thing again, man. We can't get away with it.
Yeah, Trippier, Tarkowski.
Wait, hang on, let's rewind.
I'm putting Alisson because Liverpool fans love me.
No, I'm putting Alisson because he made a good save. So why Raya in your team then?
Yeah, he could have been. Yeah, I struggled with the goalie this week.
That's such a standout.
Tarkowski, Van Dijk, Estupiñan, Maddison, Doucouré, Bruno Fernandes, Gordon, Son, Mitoma.
I can't believe we beat 1-8-0 and we had what was it one?
That's crazy. Yeah, I was going to put more players in, but for me the Everton result was more of a crazy result.
Yeah,
than
it was more of a team result though, wasn't it? Then individuals
put the whole team in, mate.
Yeah. All right.
Go on, Lewis.
Oh, mine's just the Newcastle team.
That's pathetic.
That's actually embarrassing.
That's worse. You think Nick Pope was the best keeper?
I've got one written down.
Oh, well, brilliant.
But I'll just say Newcastle, man.
Hang on, what was yours again? I glazed over it because you kept saying like Van Dijk and Alisson.
Van Dijk was quality the weekend.
It was good, but I mean, they conceded. You could have picked players that didn't.
Did you put Van Dijk in?
You had Wes Fodringham in your team last season who conceded
yesterday.
Twice,
Did you
put Van Dijk in your team because he got an assist?
I think keepers are a bit
different. You got a high rating on football because of it.
Van Dijk played really well.
Football merchant.
they watched Palace Fulham apparently.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, right.
Highlights.
Okay, Alisson, Trippier, Tarkowski, Van Dijk, Estupiñan, Maddison, Doucouré, Bruno Fernandes, Gordon, Son, Mitoma.
Okay, yeah. No Saka. Harsh.
Now, I couldn't put him over Gordon or Mitoma. I don't think he was that amazing, Saka, yesterday. Was he?
Goal and assist.
Was it?
Got 2 goals. Kind of.
Come on. Well, we're not really. Come on.
It took us 20 minutes to work out whether it was on target or not.
And it wasn't.
Well.
Hey, let us know your team of the week in the comments down below. And also let us know who has the best team of the week.
You actually are such a little Liverpool glazer, man. It's crazy.
I fucking hate Liverpool.
Clearly.
Oh, here we go.
Every week.
Got no.
Make sure you get Liverpool playing.
You got no Newcastle defenders in your team, but you got Van Dijk.
They didn't have to defend. Wait, I haven't. I've got Trippier on my team. What
you should put Botman in at least.
Yeah, Botman got a goal.
Dan Burns
Johnny
as well.
Johnny Evans got a goal and an
Van Dijk
assist.
Van Dijk had to defend.
So did Johnny Evans was class, man.
Yeah, I agree. Johnny Evans should be in the team. I was wrong. I forgot about him.
Shock. You're always wrong.
Newcastle had to defend. We saw the XG before. You said that's pretty good, Mr.
That was a walk in the park.
Yeah, because Botman played so well.
Bruno G was quality, by the way.
You don't think it's impressive that Everton went away and defended against Brentford? Tarkowski got a goal as well.
Tarkovsky's in my team of the week.
No, that's what I'm saying. I couldn't.
He got a goal. It should
have been Tarkowski and Evans.
So you admit you were wrong.
And Evans.
Yeah, we did have Tarkowski.
No, that's what I'm saying.
So you admit Van Dijk shouldn't be in then?
No, it should be Evans, yeah.
Anyways, back to this week. I want to say a massive congrats to Ryan Radford, who came top of the pitch side mini league with 22 points.
That's really impressive.
That is
especially
really
in this dodgy week of football. Look, yeah, you want a £100 classic football shirt voucher? Very well done. They'll be in contact. Obviously, if you haven't already joined, Pitchside Mini League is PTCH 23.
Come on!
And we've got £250 off of grabs midweek with the Carabao Cup. What's the fixtures, boys?
Whoa. Midweek. And at the weekend, guys, two chances this week.
Half a mil now.
Yeah. Fixtures are for the Carabao Cup as follows.
I think Arsenal lose, by the way.
Don't say that. Chelsea versus Brighton, Brentford versus Arsenal, Liverpool versus Leicester. That's always a good fixture. Aston Villa versus Everton, Fulham versus Norwich, and Newcastle versus Manchester City.
It's going to be you.
Why are you chuckling?
I'm just laughing at how much of a stupid fixture that is. Like,
they're
Man
good,
City.
They're good draws for the Carabao Cup.
Yeah, no, I'm just annoyed that we get Man City, man. It's just.
Ain't this like third round?
Yeah.
So any,
exactly. And you've got fixtures like this.
So also, Brighton Chelsea. Easy win for Brighton.
I reckon the easiest one there is probably Villa versus Everton. At Villa Park.
Not Liverpool, Leicester.
You don't know, though, do you? Because Villa might rest.
Well, Leicester are flying.
Brighton beat Chelsea.
Vardy's on fire, obvious. By the way.
Yeah. They're playing really well. Well, obviously, they're favourites.
Vardy's on fire.
He shouldn't be at that level.
Your defence is terrified. Then obviously in the Premier League at the weekend, we've got Wolves City, Bournemouth, Arsenal, Man United, Palace, Newcastle, Burnley, Spurs, Liverpool. Ooh. Forest, Brentford. As always, it's a free shot at £250 if you correctly predict 6 correct scores. And obviously, don't forget to do your golden goal as well.
Yep. So follow the link in the description to sign up now.
Moving on to Liverpool. Are they mounting a title charge? No, they're not. But they could get top four.
They'd want that to be the case, though, wouldn't they?
I feel
Liverpool,
like
Liverpool won as minimal spotlight as possible.
So they go deep.
I completely agree. But they're the kind of team that they want to go unnoticed until they're...
They're better than Arsenal.
Do you really think so?
This season so far, yeah.
You're such a stat merchant because they've got more points, the better. FOTMOB merchant.
Hang on. So do you think...
Tuned in that FOTMOB thing because he knows it's true. That's why you got Sam Johnson in his team.
Do you think...
So does he?
Yeah, I do.
No.
Do you think Liverpool beat Spurs next game?
Where's it at?
It's at Anfield, I think.
Draw.
It's at Spurs Stadium.
Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, sorry.
This is tough now. Because I want to say Liverpool are better than Arsenal, but I think Spurs will win.
So you're contradicting yourself.
All right.
Say what you think that game's going to be. Say what you think that game's going to be.
Also, you can't see.
You know, this is actually for a person, it's like a...
hand mantra or whatever.
It relaxes mantra. You.
It's Illuminati.
If you're listening, he's doing the things with the fingers making a triangle.
It relaxes you. So it's like a when you're under pressure and stress, you do it as a result.
Why are you stressed?
Is that mantra? What are they called?
You're calling me a FOTMOB merchant, mate. It pisses me off.
You're calling me one. I didn't call you.
Because you are one.
No, legit. Going back to it, what do you actually think the score is going to be? Totally unbiased.
I think it'll be
2-2.
Hang on.
Sorry.
I don't know. I think the score. No, Spurs will nick it. If Madison's fit.
So you think Spurs are better than Liverpool?
But I also think they're better than you.
And Spurs have drawn with Arsenal, so that makes Arsenal better than Liverpool.
Away from home.
Ah, come on. You got to get up early to catch me.
We're actually better on the road, to be fair. Defensively, anyway.
On road.
Right, brilliant. What about Darwizzy?
Mate, what a goal. What a pass from McAllister. What a fucking pass that was.
Maybe Darwin is actually not Darwin Núñez anymore. Maybe Nicholas Jackson is now Darwin Núñez.
Mate, if we look at his goals this season, Núñez, the two against Newcastle yesterday, the finishing. Oof.
He's getting
it back.
What
did we say at the start of the season? This season is Núñez cooking time.
Mm.
Who?
You said it.
I did say it.
Oh, yeah, you did, yeah.
Golden Boot, not Haaland. You said Núñez, right?
Yeah.
No, you didn't say that.
He did. I said Salah, and you said...
No, but if we, couldn't pick Haaland...
Yeah, if we couldn't pick Haaland, do you remember what we said?
Oh, yeah,
he
said,
yeah.
Because
you said Núñez, I said Salah, and you said... Owen Kunku.
Hey, look, lads, speaking of...
he's literally...
Speaking of great strikers, such as Darwin Núñez, we are going to be ranking our top 10 current Prem strikers. When I tell you now, my list is class, as always.
I'll be honest, mine's a mess.
I feel really hard done by here.
Is it my turn?
Am I allowed to, I don't know whether to include injury.
No injuries.
Have you got Ivan Toney?
Have you got
Ivan Toney in your team?
No, I can't have it.
Get him out.
Can't play. He can't currently play.
No, you can't change your list.
You can't change your list, Steve.
I can't have him, but I can't change it.
Yeah, you should have fucking known that.
He didn't say we couldn't have Toney.
Not current. Tom Garrett, more like Tom Dum Dum.
Nice.
All right, number 10.
Was it nice?
Number 10.
Terrible banner.
Evan Ferguson.
No.
Baller. I went to see my list. Number 9. Darwin Núñez. Number 9.
What?
Number 8. I warn you.
Yeah, good show.
Yeah.
Number 7. Isaac.
7.
That's low.
What the fuck?
That's low. That's low.
Compared to all the strikers above him? Number crazy. 6. Callum Wilson.
Oh my God.
What? Who have you got?
I 100% disagree with this list.
Who have you got at top 5?
Number 5. Ollie Watkins.
Ooh.
Number 4. Alvarez.
Is he
a striker? Number 3, Son.
We're not having...
Number 2, Jesus. Number 1, Haaland.
Jesus, he's a good...
How is that? Why were you like... blasphemy! That's a fucking good
Jesus is a good player, but as a striker, you saw the chance he blasted over when he was sat
mate,
in the box.
He's unreal.
He's not clinical.
Right.
He's class.
He's so good.
Mate,
that is a well-rounded...
I haven't put Alvarez in because I don't consider him a striker.
I put him second. I think he's the second best number 9 in the Premier League. He just has to play behind Erling Haaland.
Well, I've got him fourth. I think that's respectable. Mate, I don't get why my list was so shocking.
I think
Alvarez starts for every team in the Premier League at number 9,
yeah,
apart from Manchester City.
No, he wouldn't start.
He's better than both Wilson and Isaac.
No,
he's a reason he won the quadruple and one of them included the World Cup.
He is.
Mate, he's also a joke,
I don't think he'd start over Hoyland at United.
Oh, yes, he would.
He's hands down better.
But no, they're completely different players. He wouldn't play up front
if Martial could start, then Alvarez would start ahead of...
Of course he would.
Yeah, that's what I said, Hoyland.
you don't think Junior Alvarez couldn't fit into that United team?
The way United are, no.
They barely cross the ball.
Alvarez is the bollock.
I just think as a sole 9, I wouldn't like him in that
I think he's the second best, comfortably.
If I was including him as a striker, I'd have him in my top 5. But
I'm top 4. Why was my list so shocking? I just feel like I had
Isaac 7.
I think Isaac Wilson is criminally.
Yeah, well,
you think Isaac Wilson are both better than Watkins, Alvarez, Son, Jesus, Haaland?
Watkins hands down. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That is ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous at all. I'll go with mine then.
You think it's like the fucking end of the world?
I agree with him on that.
Wilson Isaac.
It's not crazy at all.
You're making it sound like I've said fucking Didoid out of like, who's that?
I'll go next then. Apologies, Darwin. Didn't make the cut. Sorry, mate. Dominic Solanke, number 10. Awoniyi, number 9.
Wait, whoa.
You think Solanke's better than Darwin Núñez?
I do, actually, yeah.
I do rate Solanke.
Yeah, so do
I.
I still choose Darwin Núñez.
Yeah.
Darwin offers
more
great stuff for Liverpool, but like in terms of impact, Solanke's more important to his team.
Darwin up front for Bournemouth cooks.
Yeah, but this is the argument you had last season about the signings because they're more important.
No.
Just because Solanke's more important to Bournemouth, that would be like saying
Yeah, but I also think
Paul Marlin's more important to
Alvarez isn't important to City.
I mean, it's pretty important at the moment. He plays the KDB role.
Paul Mullen's more important than Wrexham.
I'm using it to support my claim, but that's the reason why.
Same point.
Solanke's in 10. I think he's a top half striker.
Yeah.
Disagree with him if you want.
No, he is good.
A 1 year in 9. Gabriel Jesus in 8.
Oh my God. You've got him 8?
Yeah.
What?
What?
Jesus.
I've just seen
he's a really good player. But
yeah, he's a really good player, but he's a number 9. He's profligate. He wastes a lot of chances.
Yeah.
And that's not what you want in a number 9.
I think Jesus is really underrated.
Number 7, I have Son. Number 6, I have Watkins. Number 5, I have Evan Ferguson.
Evan Ferguson is a better striker than Jesus.
As a number 9, yeah. There's a reason he's going to go
and
for 150
Watkins,
million.
Watkins is better than Jesus.
At number 9, yeah.
Oh my God, that's bad. That's so bad. That's so, so bad. You've just stunk out my whole life.
Number 5, no, is that 5?
You are
4,
a disgrace.
Callum Wilson.
I don't even want to hear the rest.
3, Alexander Isak.
Thank
2,
you.
Alvarez. And 1, Haaland. I think you have 3rd and 4th.
So you're saying, yeah, but
you actually
he's important to City in the 10 at the minute. So then as a 9...
No, yeah, I think he's good. I think he's
Callum Wilson's better striker than Jesus.
Callum Wilson? Yeah.
Oh my God, that's fucking blasphemy.
Yes!
I
agree with you.
How can you watch Callum Wilson and watch Jesus and come to the conclusion that one's the best footballer?
No, because the whole number 9 argument is you need them to finish scoring. They need to score goals.
This is what you've gone about with Ederson and his mistakes. Like, he doesn't make that many mistakes. Jesus doesn't miss loads and
he
loads.
Does, mate.
Did you forget the North London derby?
Yeah, he missed a City yesterday. One. He also scored a fucking class goal against United two weeks ago.
He is one of the
I don't want to sound harsh and stuff, but I think that's the worst list you've ever made.
That is the worst thing you've ever done.
It's the top 10 current strikers in the Premier League.
Yeah, you've had a stinker.
How they're currently playing.
I think you've had a stinker.
I think I like it.
I fully disagree.
Of course you like it.
I like it.
Because it's shit.
I think...
There's no wrong with it. Newcastle players at the top.
But it's not... Just because the Newcastle players doesn't mean that they're not good strikers.
I want my number 9 to score goals and finish chances. There are 6 players ahead of Jesus that do that better than him.
Watkins has got a poor conversion rate.
He does, but I mean... But I still think he's better as a number 9.
It's crazy.
Criminal. Absolutely. Do you forget like Jesus existed at Manchester City? And, like,
I think Jesus might be one of the most underrated players in the league. But he got moved out
right wing because he couldn't do...
But he scored like 4 goals every game he played.
That's not true.
He did score a lot for City.
Yeah.
Is he in the Premier League 100 club? I think he is, isn't he? Oh, he's close. Jesus, literally. Okay, my number 10, and he's only this low because I know he's been playing up front this season, but he is Nunes. I think he's...
Yeah, it was him.
He's still
I put him 9th.
He's still wide. He's not fully nailed down that central role, has he?
Sorry, just to break argument here. Eddie Nketiah started at 9 ahead of Gabriel Jesus.
That's because Nketiah can't play the left-hand side role.
Yeah, Jesus was injured as well.
No, he wasn't.
Prior to...
No, he means yesterday.
I mean yesterday.
Because Jesus is more versatile. He can play that left-hand side role.
Yeah, but if Jesus was a better 9 than Nketiah, we could have played Smith-Rowe, Nelson.
But they aren't fully fit, though. I'd still
play Jesus. Are, man. Come on.
No, it's because Jesus is that good and can play left.
Yeah, but that doesn't make him a better 9.
But he is
This is what
nine.
I'm saying.
But so you don't think he's a better 9 than Nketiah?
Like our full sense.
Yeah, absolutely. But that's what I mean. Like, he should have played, if he's that good.
But Martinelli and Trossard are injured, and Arteta clearly thinks that his best bet is to play Jesus on the left over Smith Rowe or Reece Nelson.
Because he's so versatile, and he's a brilliant. This isn't a list of top 10 best footballers. Mm-hmm. This is a list of top 10 best number 9s, which is the exact same thing that we did with the Haaland and Kane thing. Kane is remarkably clear as a footballer to Haaland. But as a number 9, your argument was he's better at scoring chances.
No.
He's better at getting goals.
The thing is that he thinks Nketiah is better up front than Reece Nelson or Smith Rowe at left wing.
Yeah.
That's what he thinks.
I get that. But the point I'm making, if he was that good at 9... then they'd just play him at 9. If he was that much of a threat at 9, he'd just play number 9.
No, because he thinks... No.
I don't even think he's fully fit yet. Is he Jesus?
Well, he got taken off, so...
Okay, so I've got Nunes...
Yeah, we disagreed with that substitution. See what I mean? They left Eddie on.
But he's probably not fully fit.
He shouldn't have took him off, should he?
That's what...
But I think it'd do with fitness, for sure.
I'm... in the camp that Jesus
you've
is...
You've had a stinker.
This isn't top 10 best footballers. This is top 10 best strikers.
I think you've had a
stinker. And we drew the line under last year.
Are they
that
not
striker means converting it's chances, best strikers, scoring
it
goals,
like
number
you're
nine.
To cry, though.
It is. It's best strikers.
Stop.
He's a striker, Jesus is. He's unbelievable. Number 10 is Nunes. Number 9, Awanyi. 8, Watkins. 7, Ferguson. 6, Wilson. 5, Hoyland. No one's got Hoyland in their team. In the 10. 4, of 4.
5, Hoyland.
Wait.
5.
I got rinsed for having him.
Above Wilson.
Yeah.
He's not burning
Calvin. Okay, so Man United have signed the 5th best yet. Striker in the league off your rules, yet me having him as the 5th best signing is ridiculous.
He attacked you for that as well.
Yeah. So they've signed the 5th best striker in the Premier League.
That's ridiculous.
Because as of now, he's only played like one game.
So why is he the 5th best striker in the league signed after one game?
So none of us have watched him before this season, no?
No, well, just
so why is he such a bad sign?
Same point goes to Lewis, though.
Because his reasoning was, by the end of the season, he's going to be this amazing.
I feel like that's the fourth best signing.
That's definitely a gender, because anyone that watches football knows that Callum Wilson is a better striker than
Hoyland. Yeah, he is.
No chance. It is an agenda.
It is.
Who would pick Wilson in their team?
So Tom, why have you said...
What pays the power?
So why is Man United signing the 5th best striker in the Premier League, not the top 5 signing?
Callum Wilson is the most overrated striker in the Premier League.
That is mental.
Because of you!
No, man, he's contradicted himself, but he didn't mean to.
Ferguson, Watkins, Awanyi, Nunes.
That's crazy. You think Evan Ferguson's worse than Hoyland?
That's crazy. You are committing hate crimes.
By definition, that's what it means. Evan Ferguson is so much more complete than Hoyland.
These are close.
You've contradicted yourself.
Your mind. I cannot believe that.
Anyway.
Evan Ferguson is going to get bought by United and Hoyland's going to get sold because Ferguson is better than Hoyland next year.
That literally just isn't going to happen.
It is going to happen. Trust me.
Have you?
No, I don't know. I
trust him.
Four, Son. 3. Oh, again, Son's not a striker, but he's class, isn't he? 3, Isak. 2, Jesus. 1.
Hang on, where's Ivan Tony?
1 is Tony.
Ah. Hang on.
No, I'll switch Tony out.
So what? 3, Jesus. What?
No, 3, Isak.
Yeah.
2, Jesus. 1, Haaland.
You think we have the second best striker in the league?
Yeah. Well, so do I.
I didn't
even play number 9.
But he does.
Oh my God. He is, though. He's versatile enough to play on the left, isn't he?
I cannot believe that my list of Ferguson, Darwin, Awanyi, Isak, Wilson, Watson, Watkins, Alvarez, Son, Jesus, Haaland is the best list. I cannot believe how much you have both.
The Newcastle forwards are far too low in that.
That's so low.
They are far too low, mate.
Hang on, we've got one more list to go.
Mine, actually, do you think mine's like the best list? It actually is. We're talking about so far, assigning so far.
It would be like saying...
The only people above average are Son
if he wasn't injured, I'd have Nkunku in this list.
Okay, so...
But you can't have him as a top 5 signing so far.
He is, man. Come on.
I even said I don't mind you having Hoyland as a good signing, but just not top 5.
No, you proper came at me.
No. Sure.
You won't let me talk because you know that you contradict yourself.
I'd have Nkunku in this list if I could.
Okay, let me talk.
But he's not played a minute of football.
You know you contradict. So I said Hoyland was the 4th best signing because Man United got a great strike in a position they needed. You absolutely slated him.
I didn't. Listen back. Yeah, I said, I don't mind.
Listen back, play the tape. I agree with you, Lewis.
I was the one who originally said, I don't mind it that much.
Then
he's not top 5.
And then
you backtracked yourself.
But anyways, you backtracked. It's fine.
Common Tom L again.
Common Tom L.
Because he's not a top 5 signing.
Nice contradiction.
He can't be in
also,
a top 10
like
Premier
to pick
League
up on the fact
striker
that
list. That doesn't make sense.
Reeves, big L of a list, and he's trying to mock the fact that I put Alvarez 4th and the only 3 above him are Son, Jesus and Haaland. I think that's absolutely fine to pivot in.
Julian Alvarez is by far and away the second best number 9 in the Premier League. It's just Erling Haaland is ahead of him. That's no contest. Draw a line under that. That's it, done. Julian Alvarez, second best number 9.
You're just looking for fucking comments to be like, oh my God, he loves Alvarez.
No,
he's so true.
That poor, that is.
That's true.
He barely plays as annoying.
Bro, when he does.
When though? When does he play as annoying?
I think putting him 4th best in the league is very fair.
How much evidence have we got of him as annoying?
The only ones that got above him is Jesus, proven number 9 in the Premier League. Son, proven goal scorer in the Premier League. And fucking Haaland, the best striker in the world. That's all I've done. Three players above him.
I can't believe you've got Alvarez in a list of strikers. I think...
No, Alvarez, I put 4th, and I think.
Oh, no, but I don't. He doesn't play as a striker ever.
You had Hoyland 5th.
Yeah, you had Hoyland 5th. Shut up.
So,
Well, you said he's the fourth best signing this season, so...
He was, and that's why he's 10th on my list for strikers.
What? Hang on. What?
Yeah?
So he's only 10th on your list, but he's the fourth best signing of the summer.
Because Man United signed an important, good striker in a position that they needed. That's why he was the fourth best signing, because that was essential. That was the main bit of business they needed to do.
Oh, well.
But he's only 10th.
But anyways, 9th is Darwin Nunez. A 1 year, 8th for me. Followed by Gabriel Jesus in 7th.
Jesus.
Ferguson, 6th. Watkins, 5th.
Whoa. Ferguson better than Jesus?
As a in that role,
as a 9.
We've been over this.
I'm in the same camp.
Logic.
I'm in the same camp.
No, he's not.
Yes.
He's not. Watkins, 5th. Anyway, not yet.
Isak is 4th for me.
Watkins, the 5th best striker in the Premier League.
When it comes down to playing that role, not I'm the like, fifth best. And this is going on
he's
like...
He's a winger by art.
Sorry. Excuse me?
He's played his whole career as a winger and he's converted to a striker at Villa.
He's
mate.
A striker.
He was a striker at Brentford as well.
He's also a striker now.
He signed him as a winger.
Yeah, but that's like saying Henry's a winger.
Mbappe started wide. I mean, he still plays wide, but no, I mean, but, like, no, you could say that Mbappe Henry is one of the best number nines in the world.
And he's like, arguably the best striker ever, yeah?
Yeah.
So that's like calling him a fucking winger. Shut up, man. Stupid. Carry on, Lewis.
Thank you. Then I put Isak 4th, actually. Similar with the Jesus logic. He's a good, really good footballer, but it's not as clinical as I want to see him.
Yeah,
at the moment.
I agree. That's number 9, right?
Then Alvarez is 3rd for me. Wilson is 2nd. And I can't believe how low you've got. Wilson, in his whole Newcastle career, 134 minutes per goal. Playing at Newcastle under Steve Bruce.
I put him 4th, yeah.
So under Steve Bruce, most of the time, 134 minutes a goal. Can that is say, unbelievable.
We're not talking about best number 9. We're talking about strikers.
He's underrated.
Okay, if we're doing that, let's rewind the conversation back to when you said that Kane was worse than Haaland. Because if we're talking about overall player, Kane is better than Haaland.
Still taking Haaland every day of the
week. But number 9, still there's obviously Haaland. One decision to...
Still taking Haaland every day of the week. Carry on, Lewis. Who's your first?
What's your problem?
Who's your first?
Is Haaland.
Yeah.
I think you're not realising 134 minutes per goal at Newcastle
it
is phenomenal.
It depends what you want, isn't it? It depends what you want.
A clinical crying? Finisher comes in.
Stop laughing.
It's just correct as well.
You're fucking mental, you are.
He's
you're genuinely mental.
Do you know what? I don't know why he's so overlooked. I genuinely don't. And Tony's put on some tennis.
Wilson is a solid, decent Premier League striker, mate. He is not the second best striker in the league.
Okay, so you...
Does that make him the second best striker in the world?
Hang on. So Newcastle have... The third best goalie in the world.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The fourth best midfielder in the world. The second best striker in the Premier League.
He's consistent, though.
And they're 8th.
He is consistent.
So you rate Ivan Toney as a better striker than Wilson.
Ivan Toney would be second in this list if he was available to play.
Wilson scored 2 or 3 goals less than him, despite being injured half the season and playing like 10
less games. Because
everything's
about goals as a striker, isn't it? It's all that matters.
I mean, it's a big factor, lad.
I agree, it's both. You need all Wilson. Elements, but you also need to be able to.
So, okay, then, so your list should just be the top goal scorers of the last season.
You're acting like Wilson does now. Else, he comes in deep, distributes to the winger, and then makes the run. He does it all the time. He comes deep non-stop. We play off him like we can't play off Isak, where Isak will run out of defender. He's a massive focal point.
Whatever.
Anyways, guys, it's time to do the quiz.
Second best.
I was going to
That's fucking crazy.
I'm going to bring a point in, but it's fine.
Go on, say it.
I was just going to say that Gabriel Jesus got phased out by Julian Alvarez at Manchester City because of their number 9.
I don't think he was phased out.
He got sold.
Before they signed Alvarez, wasn't it?
No, same point. He was a replacement.
Because how much did you spend on him? 50 something mil?
No, but that's
he also scored a stupid amount of goals for City.
Yeah, but I'm saying like...
And I don't think his goal record's that bad for us.
So wasn't this...
He missed half the season last year and scored like 14 goals.
What's the summer he signed? Like he ended the season with City with like 10 goals in like 8 games or something.
I remember he scored 4 against Watford in one game.
He's a brilliant footballer.
Sensational, yeah.
I agree.
Moving on
and
to
a brilliant striker.
Good list. Can I get buzzer noises, please?
Jesus.
Julian.
Wilson.
Yeah.
That's what I was doing, yeah.
Okay, we're doing Who Am I? So, I scored this weekend.
Oh.
I used to play for Hull City.
Julian. Jarrod Bowen.
Hey, good job, good man. Good shout indeed, correct.
Might win one.
I have been loaned out by my current team. I have been a club record signing.
What?
I made my name at West Brom.
Julian.
Oh.
Johnny Evans?
No. Made my name, I guess it might be like, I agree with him there, but like he had...
What, a club record for West Brom?
No, he had, in his career with the team he signed for, he's been a club record fee.
He was loaned out.
I'm not saying he still is a club record fee,
He's currently loaned out.
Can you say it again?
I've been loaned out for my current team. In the past, I've been signed for club record fee.
Okay.
Okay, and then I made my name at West Brom. But I made my name. I mean, like he's like that's when everyone heard of this player.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like,
and he's still playing.
And he's currently on.
Yeah, he's on loan.
Wilson, Rondon.
No,
that's outrageous. Would you say Rondon would have made his name?
Well, yeah, we signed him. I feel like we're going to look into record fee for us.
Yeah, like when I say made my name, I'm not saying he's like a club legend.
He's just known at West Brom.
Yeah. I think he'd be known for us. Scored quite a few goals.
Yeah, Rondon, that's who I sort of associate with.
Club record fit loan from... Mate, I'm baffled. I can't even process what you said. It's not even my go.
I don't even know West Brom players.
I think he's a club record fee, so he's done some big stuff.
Ravel Morrison.
What the fuck?
You need a buzz in.
Jesus, Ravel Morrison.
No.
Have you gone...
Yeah, I'm
clue.
Yeah.
So the clue is the club record fee was at Chelsea.
What?
Wilson, Lukaku?
Yes, correct.
He didn't make his name at West Brom.
No, when I say made his name, like, that's was when he...
played for West Brom?
No, Everton is definitely where he's made
his name. Yeah, I wouldn't say he made his name.
I don't know. Like,
he was well known before coming to us, like Chelsea.
I know, but he was Everton when he was like 21. No,
you've led us down a rabbit hole there.
Nah, he had like three appearances before West Brom, and then he scored 17 goals at Hughes in the Prem. It was like...
Everton is...
I disagree, man.
And Lukaku is more Everton than West Brom.
Yeah, I think.
No, but yeah, he first broke out into the Premier League at West Brom. He scored 17 goals.
You should have said that he had his breakthrough at West Brom.
Oh, there we go. Bad wording. Question three. I played for Liverpool, Man United and two other Premier League teams. I had 89 appearances for my national team. I am now a football pundit.
Jesus.
Liverpool.
Wilson. Michael Owen.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Fuck me.
That's a weird way to describe Michael Owen as well.
Well, I don't want to give it away too easy, do I?
Yeah, true.
True that.
I have won the Premier League with Chelsea. I was in the UEFA Team of the Year 2002.
Oh my God.
I have had 98 appearances for Germany.
Julian. Oh, fuck.
I know who you're going to say. Yeah.
I'm wrong here, and a Balak.
No.
Yes.
Ah, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
He was in the team.
2002?
No, he didn't play for Chelsea in 2002.
Bro, he
didn't say that. He said the team of the year 2002.
Oh, sorry.
You dirty bugger.
I think you... I either misheard that or you misspoke.
No,
everything's the question.
He said it right.
I swear.
He said he won the Premier League with Chelsea and was also in the team of the year 2002.
That's a weird... That's a dodgy essay.
No, I said I was with... Won the Premier League with Chelsea. I was in the way for team of the year 2002.
Well done. I heard it.
Yeah, well done.
2-2.
Well done, Lewis. That's a good one.
Is this question five?
Question five, yeah. Double pointer here. I have played at Arsenal, Birmingham, Real Zaragoza, and Stoke, among others.
Jesus. Jermaine Pennant.
Yeah.
He played at Real Zaragoza.
What? How did you know that? Is that just a free...
Arsenal and Stoke.
Okay. I was trying to...
I didn't know he played for Real Zaragoza.
Wait, hang on a second. It's 2-2-2. We have to have a decided question.
Well, no, technically, I did already
There's
win,
no extra hard bonus question. The last one was a fifth.
Technically we're all drawing, Louis.
Yeah.
Only because Louis fucked up with the question, which I got right.
No, I don't know what you're talking about there.
Well, didn't happen, mate.
Didn't happen.
Didn't happen of the year.
Extra hard bonus question. I am a defender. More specifically, I'll say right back. I've played at Tottenham, Newcastle, and Birmingham City. I am Irish.
Wilson. Oh shit, I've gone to Stephen Carr.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Great shout. What a shout. Stephen Carr. What a player, man.
I haven't thought about him in ages, man. Stephen Carr.
Well done, Tommy boy.
He played for Newcastle.
Take the W there. Guys,
Will Reeve ever win a quiz?
Yeah, I don't think he will.
I won the one on stream.
You always say this.
You say everyone says that.
They are factually accurate. He doesn't. I mean, people can code.
He doesn't ever win. Hey, make sure you rate us five stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Drop a like if you're watching on YouTube or listening on YouTube. Leave a comment down below your favourite moment of this episode.
And don't forget to type in the comments
Tom's and L. Tom, comment L in the comments. And we'll see you next time. Bye bye.